Statue of Apollo, bronze, 1st century CE, excavated 1977, House of Julius Polybius, Triclinium Dining Room, Regio 9, Insula 13. In the dining room of the House of Julius Polybius, a beautifully wrought bronze statue of the god Apollo was discovered alongside other banqueting items. The statue is an exquisite example of detailed bronze work. Note the waves and curls of Apollo's hair, his diadem and tiara decorated with lotuses and palmettes, and the two ribbons spooling across his chest. This striking bronze statue stands to the height of a small person at 128 centimetres. It depicts the god Apollo, naked but for a detailed tiara-style diadem, the ribbons of which trail behind the ears and down Apollo's bare chest. The dark metal of the statue is blistered in places and patchy with the blue-green patina of age, but the shape of the figure seems to be completely intact. Apollo's physique is an athletic one, with small genitalia nestled between the muscular thighs. His left leg is stepping forward slightly, his left hand balled up into a loose fist. His right hand is extended, palm upwards, as though in a gesture of greeting. Or perhaps he was holding something now missing from the statue, as there is a hole in his palm, and photographs from the excavation indicate that the holes in his hands once held lamps. His head is held proudly high, with wide eyes made of inlaid bone and coloured stone, whose direct gaze is the focal point of the figure, reflecting the enigmatic smile of the gently upturned mouth below. The eyebrows are two broad arcs reaching from the bridge of the straight nose all the way out to the temples. Apollo's hair is long and wavy at the back, gathered into a kink, with a smooth domed crown on top and a long fringe of spiral ringlets framing his face. His diadem is studded with little tapering coils, like piped buttons of icing on a cupcake. The overall impression given by this commanding statue is one of strength and grace.